기조금올라가오다밖에내오름이물어가야깜빡거리
You gotta get you a fit, a hat that fits.
Well, you see how big his fucking head is?
What are you, 14 and 2/8?
That's big. It's like 8 inches, bro.
That's big.
That's fucking 8 inches.
That is big.
I can't wear baseball hats.
That's a standard Filipino head for you.
That Filipino head is always big and back?
Mm-hmm. And we have big, wide faces.
She thinks she has a big head.
For a chick, I have a big-ass face and head. Let me tell you, I would never shave my head.
I've seen...
No, you have a pretty normal fucking head. He's got a big head.
Dude.
But a nice... But it's well-framed.
Bro.
Yeah.
If... You meet somebody and they're missing a hand or a leg. You don't bring it up.
Yeah, you do.
Right? This guy has a mutant fucked up head that did that to him. And he's trying to live with the consequences of God's actions. He's doing the best he can. So I know he's a freak show, but let's just look at him right now and say you have a normal size head.
You have a freaky, huge, fucking insane head.
Right.
So much.
That's true.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. This is what your head looks like to me.
Yeah.
it's an Asian face.
Wait, I didn't do Asian face.
That's exactly what
I'll do it again. Yeah. Just so you see.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
It's not Asian face at all.
It's Asian face when they were going down to the planes in Pearl Harbor. Yeah, that look. That's what the kamikazes look like.
Oh, okay.
You get to kind of looks like. We're starting off real strong.
No, we're not starting.
I know. Yeah, we're starting off this hot, real hot.
Oh, wait, first of all, can I say this is gonna be bad.
Why?
What me and Andrew fucking experienced just now?
Should we talk about it? We'll talk about it.
I'm going to talk about it. Let's start it.
5, 4, 3, 2.
You know, since this is new, let's just start with a different 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 with a different accent, maybe.
Oh my God, you're asking that of him again?
Yeah, I just need to. I'm trying. I just forcing him to do things. Go ahead.
English. British.
Do it in English.
Yeah.
4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Very good.
So bad.
I know it is, but just say. Listen, he has a normal size head.
3, 2, 1. Would you like another countdown?
I know.
A 4.
You're chewing on your jaw. 5, 4, 3.
You should see the voice he's going to do for unhelpful advice.
Oh, because I can't do the old one.
You can't do the old one.
Yeah, that was a tiny fart, but that packed a punch.
He farted in the goddamn elevator on the way up and tried to blame it on me, but we know. We definitely know who
that's
did it.
That's a strong one. He's, but it's not
because
it's so
sushi. Because what's in there, what's in my stomach right now is sushi, but also failure.
Yes.
And bombing.
Yep.
And what I experienced with Andrew today was fucking so sad.
Easily the worst bomb I've ever had in my
life. So we don't want to say names, but Andrew and I did a Comedy Central
test show.
A test show. Yep. Pilot.
Pilot. Not ours. Not for us.
Right. And it's a panel show, which means panel shows do this. Well, at 11 a.m. tomorrow, we'll send you the topics.
Yep.
Be here at 11:10.
Okay.
In 10 minutes? 10 minutes. Right? 15 jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I show up and they give me like a 3-page thing of all the topics and all the jokes and I'm skewing through it. What jokes can I say in my voice? I couldn't find none. Mm-hmm. Right? Andrew goes, what are you doing, man? You're you. I'm me. Don't be nervous. Just let's do what we do. Kind of a vibe. I go, yeah. I don't need to know anything. Right? And he goes, nah. Right? And like an idiot, I go, yeah, he knows. So I put it aside. I ass grab, fuck around, some makeup, this and that. And as soon as my name was called onto the set, right, there's a live audience, I realized, I don't know anything. Like zero. Right? So I sit down. David, someone goes up. The host goes up.
Oh, my God, Bobby.
What?
I got it. Don't
just say it at this point.
No,
it doesn't matter. It's not bad for us. It's not. We're being mean to us. We ate shit.
Right. We love him.
Yes, he
did. That's why we did it.
I
love him.
We feel bad that we didn't do good.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's Davey Spade.
David Spade.
Okay, Davey Spade. Who I want to say this on the record. Probably my favorite from SNL that I'm friends with.
Well, that was two different things. That favorite from SNL and that you're friends with.
No. He's my. Because I know a host of bunch of people from SNL, and he's my favorite out of that chunk.
Who's your least favorite?
Let's not get into that right now.
Come on. That's how we always get it. We get into something like that. Who's your least favorite from SNL?
She knows. If I can't say it, because if I say it, I'm going to have to edit it.
Say it.
His mind.
Say it.
I'll just do it.
Say it.
It's not because he's not a nice guy. Andrew. You know what it is? Let's guess. Let's do a game.
Give me the era.
What?
Give me the era.
Pretty modern. The last 12 years, 15 ooh, years.
Someone you know, you also
I, something I know, but I don't know anymore.
Okay, I'm going to guess blindly. This is not saying that I would assume you would dislike them, but I'm going to guess blindly.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is just random names.
Go ahead.
This has, by the way, for the audience, it has no meaning. It's not because I don't like them. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mikey Day.
I've never even heard of that person.
Okay. Oh. I'm taking guesses, right? That's a good guess. I'm just Brownlee's taking guesses.
Guy, yeah. I don't want to say the name.
Taryn Killam.
No, he was on the show.
Yeah, Taryn's done this gig.
Doesn't matter. You can still hate him just because he did the show.
No, no. Anyone that's done this.
I hate you and I do the show all the time.
You know, I hate you.
Let's do another. Let me do one more guess. Let me give one more
guess. You get three, and if you can't get them, then we'll stop.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, you'll never know if you don't guess it.
When did he quit?
I don't know. Go ahead. I want to say this though, because I think that he did well.
Oh.
He's done well since his departure from SNL. He's not one of those guys like that just didn't work. He killed it after that.
Nassim Pedrad.
No.
Oh.
It's a guy.
How many is that?
Two.
That was a girl. That didn't.
Two? No, give me the third. Give me number three.
Because of his departure, he's done very well.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know exactly who it is.
Who is it?
Yeah. He's done very well because since his departure.
Who is it?
And life's been really good to him.
Who is it?
Right?
Yeah, who is it?
Because he's on what show? What show is he on now?
Well, I don't know if it's still on, but he was on a show.
He was on a show that was on what?
Fox.
It was on Fox, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's it? Who is it?
What is it?
I know who it is.
You don't know it.
We all know who it is. Yeah, he knows who it is.
I know who it is.
He doesn't know who it is.
I just can't tell if Andrew's really good at trying to get answers.
I'll just let you know, Chelsea Peretti was on that show.
I know.
Oh. Oh.
That's good?
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's enough. We have enough.
But I want to talk about this guy, though, right? It's not the fact that I don't like. I think he's talented.
Yeah.
I think he's super fucking funny.
I know why you don't like him.
Because I felt like he dissed me at the Love.
At the Line Hotel.
Yeah, so we
in
went
the
to
elevator.
The, we went to the
he
Love.
He dissed you in Koreatown?
Yeah, that's exactly.
In your own turf.
Yeah, thank you for saying
that's
that.
That's so fucked up,
that's
dude.
That's so fucked up, right?
In the Line Hotel in Koreatown, he shitted on you at home?
Yeah.
In a home game?
I know, dude.
He showed up in a visitor's jersey and fucked with you in a
you
home game?
You might as well take like kimchi chicken and just pour it over my head.
Oh, yeah.
That's right? So fucked up.
Might as well just pour it over
tell
my head.
Tell me what happened.
So,
have you told it on the show before?
No.
No.
Okay, so tell me what happened.
And FYI, I love him, and I'm not saying anything bad about him, because I want to work with for him.
Didn't you just say you didn't like him? Wasn't that the whole
point? No, that wasn't, no, he doesn't like me, I don't think.
Oh, you think he doesn't enjoy you?
He doesn't enjoy me.
Impossible, by the way.
So I see Chelsea Peretti and Jordan Peele at this thing, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. they got out of an elevator with this person we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person that we're talking about is somebody that I've known from my past. Way before SNL, I knew him.
What do you mean your past? Just
you guys
comedy
friends
past?
Friends?
I knew him before he was on SNL. Let's just throw that out.
Okay.
Okay.
In what capacity? Like, yeah. were you
in
guys-
a great capacity? In the capacity where, when Ike Barinholtz and Josh Myers were on Mad, all these Chicago sketch guys,
mm-hmm.
right, used to just hang out, hmm. and he was just one of those guys. Super nice kid, right? And I was a little crazy back then, and I could have been nicer. But anyway, when I saw Chelsea and Jordan, I hugged them. And I waved to the guy, and he kind of wanted to do something, but he didn't. He just went back to his phone and started texting.
So he went like, he wave at me, and I'll be him, and you be you. Okay.
Oh, so am I? Who am I? I'm me?
You're Bobby Lee.
Oh, okay. Hey. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, that's fuck. What it was.
Mm. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what he was thinking. He didn't recognize me, whatever.
I know what he was thinking.
For a hot second.
Yeah.
I know what he was thinking.
The elevators were closing. When Bobby said hi.
Oh.
Okay.
Because right. I've broken this scenario down with him okay, multiple times. So I think that he
have you seen
things-
him since?
These are elevator doors, okay?
Yeah.
All right? So when she just said that, it seemed like, hi. Right? So you could only see this much. Okay? That's not what happened. That's not what happened, right? It was, yeah. you know what I mean? Hi.
Yeah.
Right? So he had the
time. The window was there.
If you time how long an elevator closes.
No, just the Line Hotel. We need to go,
go to
there.
The Line Hotel. See how long it takes from the elevator to close its doors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was his time limit to say hello.
This was it.
I'm gonna
this was it. Say hi.
Oh, right. Hey.
Yes. It opened up.
And then he stopped it, opened it, and then he went.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, right? So that happened. So anyway, so Andrew goes today. So we're on the show, right? And Andrew goes, don't look at the notes. All the writing staff wrote you all these jokes. Don't look at those.
Time out. Give me a little bit of credit. We did go through jokes with the staff, but even they were like, you guys just fuck around, make it your own.
Yeah.
They were trying to make us feel like it's, don't feel like you're supposed to get these things out. That's what they kept saying. So we were like, all right. And to be honest, you were honest. They read you a couple jokes and you didn't like them. And you were like, I don't know if I want to say that. Not in, in their bad jokes, just like, he doesn't, he was like, I don't know if I.
I did one of them.
You did one. I know,
and
but.
It ate it.
Yes, but
I did
to be
one
fair,
that they wrote down. I said, it was not even a joke, really.
It wasn't a joke. It was just kind of a.
Like a an opinion or something.
That's what I did. I ate an opinion. I when we left, yeah. The two producers were outside.
Yeah.
And I said to one of the girls, I said, can I get a to-go box for all the shit I just ate inside of there? Because I ate so much shit. I'm full from bombing.
Yeah.
And I'd love to take some of that to go.
Yeah.
And I wanted to cry in the car.
See, these panel shows.
So hard. It was, so
it
hard.
Was like Chelsea.
Yeah.
Panel shows are. I'm not that kind of comedian. I just. I can do podcasts all day long because everything I'm saying is grounded in some sort of
truth.
And also, I'm not necessarily. Not everything coming in my mouth is a fucking punchline. Sometimes I say real things. Sometimes it's awkward. Sometimes whatever it might be. But I don't have the pressure of saying a punchline every fucking 15, 20 seconds.
And there was a.
What?
Live audience.
It was a live audience.
It dynamically changes the mood.
Right.
It dynamically makes you go, well, I should say this quick enough so it gets a laugh and also throw it to them a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of this, we're doing this together.
Yeah.
It's so hard, dude.
Yeah.
It's always been hard. So people that do it well, props. We today didn't do it well. Esther actually landed a couple of jokes.
He did better than all of us.
By far.
By far.
I did so bad. Here, the first joke come out of my mouth. Bobby and I sit in the chairs, these big puffy yellow chairs.
Yeah.
He's sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
On purpose, they put us right next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know what we do.
Yeah.
Right away, I go, look, to the crowd. Look at this. Bobby's feet don't even touch the ground. Crickets.
Not even.
Why? It wasn't,
no one even smiled.
It wasn't even a cricket. It was almost as if you had killed a human being.
Yeah. Like I had a baby. I had a baby and I slit its throat in front of the audience.
In front of everybody,
and
right? Yeah, yeah.
I drank the blood.
Yeah,
and then
I almost, when he did that joke, I almost said, I don't know him.
Who's this guy?
I absolutely don't know you. They booked him. I don't know him. Like
his little feet were swinging above the carpet, right. And it was hilarious.
Yeah,
look at Bobby's feet; don't even fucking touch the ground.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then he says,
"I don't even remember that bomb though."
Your retort bomb
was bomb so bad. I forgot what
it was. A bomb on top of a bomb.
Yeah. I said something like, "You know, I'm just my ethnicity is what I said."
You said my shh. God damn it,
John.
John?
He's so high.
Oh, fuck, John. Is this how we're going to play today?
You know dude, you and your drug using again.
Look at his eyes!
He's drugs.
You're drugs.
You're drugs right now.
John, are you drugs?
No, honestly, John. Honestly, be honest with me.
Are you drugs?
Did you smoke marijuana before this? Today?
Not today.
You swear to God?
Yes.
Oh, you're just Asian then. He's just Asian, guys. That's what I read. That's what I read.
But you know what? Asians don't make mistakes like he just made. The little tipping over or something. It's very un-Asian of you. That's... Take off your mask, okay. John.
Here's
you
a
white piece of shit.
Here's another thing that I had a problem with in the beginning.
I want to hear the bomb on top of the bomb.
What was it?
He said something about, oh, that's my ethnicity makes me this way. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
He just thought he was going to get a laugh by shitting on my bad thing, and it also didn't work.
It didn't work. It's like I killed two people.
Okay, let's give our worst bomb. Here's our worst bomb that should have been a good bomb.
Okay, before you go into that, though, I'm going to tell you how I know it was bad. Is when they, because what happened was they introduced us before the show started, right?
Mm-hmm. They say your
name. So, well, I want you to say, welcome Andrew Santino, Bobby Lee, Esther Pavinsky.
Ladies,
and I'm going to tell you what the crowd did.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Esther Pavinsky, Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino. People's faces were like this.
I mean.
Who are these people?
What comic warmed up the group?
Yeah. It wasn't that.
Dave goes up there.
It's not the comic.
He's one of those famous comedians on earth.
Of all time.
Right? And they show a reel of his. And no one's laughing. It's like, this guy's...
Are they just not comedy fans or just like
here's what it is.
Audience?
It's a skewing of super, super young people and people that kind of aren't, you know, they don't know. I think they're like excited. I did a Hollywood today.
Mm. Right.
But they don't know. They're not enjoying the moment. Mm. Right? You know, that stupid phrase, enjoy the moment. They're in it, but they're not enjoying it. I did a Hollywood, but they don't... They didn't fucking.
Hollywood.
I did a Hollywood today.
Yeah.
They didn't pay attention to any of us. They're not in it. They're just there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're also dressed like almost like they were on a show.
Like somebody dressed them.
Like when you see an audience and they look great. Like they all went to H&M and bought a brand new outfit.
When I was in high school, I was an audience member for the Sharon Osbourne show because my friend was like a PA on the show.
Yeah.
And I dressed to the nines that
day. You're supposed to,
I was
right?
looking at the cameras, like looking at the I was like 17 years old.
Oh my God.
I didn't give a shit Vivica A. Fox was on there. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that I looked good. I'm guessing it was probably something like that.
These young people, they want to look sexy in case the camera catches them.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about our stupid. And then Bobby and I, there was a video of a Japanese drill where they, you might have seen this on the internet, where this stop, John, that's not funny. John, that's not funny.
He did the Japanese.
Yeah. He did the Japanese cover.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you're on my last nerve. You're on my fucking last nerve.
Can you put the AC on?
Okay, so here's what happened.
Yeah.
Here's what happened.
Don't do it until we see Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
They play a video of a guy in Japan in a lion's costume, Fluffy, who escapes the zoo, and they tase it as an instructional what happens when a lion escapes.
Oh,
and they show it to people. Lions are watching, sitting there watching it happen, right? They set up this video, and then they say, what's the joke, whatever, whatever. And then Bobby says...
So my joke was to set up a joke for
him. Wait, first of all, my first joke was to Bobby, I said, was it hot in that suit?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you said...
What did I say?
No, because...
That's not me. Right?
That's something. And then you said, I bet you if this got played in China...
If this was in China, they would have ate them.
They would have ate them.
Right?
Nobody even laughed.
No one laughed.
Come on, a little bit.
It was like... Dude, it was like this.
What?
Yeah.
And I said, but... No, he said, if it was in China, I bet you would eat them. I said... No, because that's a lion, not a dog.
Right? Let me say something, right?
That's good.
Dude, we got nothing.
It wasn't just nothing, right? It was like...
my feelings got hurt.
We did Sandy Hook. I'm sorry, but it's a bad tragedy, and I shouldn't be bad at the joke, but it was almost as if we're two incels, and we went to a movie theater and went crazy.
Do the laugh we did when we both bombed together, when we looked at each other.
Yeah,
ready? Here, we'll do the joke, and then this is exactly...
Yeah, so this,
we had to look at each other because we were embarrassed afterwards.
This is what happened. This is what I go, if that guy was in dressed like that in China, they would have ate him.
No, well, that's a lion, not a dog. Oh my God!
That's what happened.
We got nervous laugh.
Yeah.
We went.
Oh man!
It was Meanwhile, I mean, surround sound, nothing.
Jesus!
You know those sensory deprivation tanks where you're supposed to hear.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Oh, it felt like I was like in emptiness and blackness, floating through space.
And I this is the first time I'm ever going to say this, but I bombed hard, but he bombed a little hard.
I fucking did.
Right. So. It was, when I walked out, it was at least like, at least I wasn't him. Right? Because what you told me, right, when you were driving, because we had sushi after that.
Mm-hmm.
When you were driving the sushi thing, what were you thinking?
I thought I was going to crash my car.
Yeah, me too.
I thought about crashing my car.
Me too.
Because I thought about, if I crash this, at least that'll be the headline, not comic bombs on test. It'll be sad comic. Gets in tragic accident. It won't be comic bombs the worst of three bombs.
Right.
Not only did everybody bomb, I was the worst bomb.
Did Esther soar?
You know what I am? I'm a kamikaze pilot and I missed the ship.
You still in the face.
Right into the ocean. I didn't even hit anything.
You just killed yourself.
Yeah.
What Esther did was she became calm. She was calm.
Yeah, she cooled it off.
She cooled it off.
Yeah.
She was very, like, when I'm talking on those shows, I could feel, I can always feel a stopwatch in my head.
I
had to hurry up and get it out.
Well, you know that those shows you have, Bobby.
Sorry, baby.
Are you fucking Putin over there?
Sorry.
Don't poot in here, dude. Sorry,
baby. They're small but
why
mighty.
Why do you put up with this stuff?
I just do.
Thank you.
But why?
It's America.
I don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
I'm in love.
Are you bought?
A love. Not you, fuck you.
Are you bought? Are you? Is this paid?
You know how much money that would cost?
From China, yeah.
From China?
How much?
At least $80.
Do you think Kalila's think so? $80?
Least, $80?
Yeah.
I'm Chinese made. I'm a replicant.
$80?
Yeah.
That sounds like a ripoff.
And then, it is. And then tell them what I did when they were going to pay me.
There was so much paperwork to fill out. You have to fill out, start paperwork when you do television. You have to do an I-9, a W-9, a start form, a consent form, a jokes deliverable form, whatever. Bobby looked at all the sheets. And said, I don't want the money if I have to fill these out. And the woman's like, you don't get paid if you, I don't want the money if I have to fill these out. He didn't want to fill them out. So they were like, you don't get paid.
Yeah. That is the most Bobby thing, actually.
But I mean, it was like 15 fucking sheets of paper.
Like he
it was daunting for him. His eyes got watery. He got nervous. Pushed him away.
He would rather leave a car in the middle of the freeway because of a flat tire. He would rather leave it there and buy a new car the next day than call AAA.
Sure. Yeah, that for you,
you understand that logic?
I don't. No, I am a human. I would operate functionally and be like, hey, I need to get my car fixed. I wouldn't leave a fucking car in the middle. You would do that. You just give it up and get a new one.
I want to say this. I haven't done that in a while.
So most people have never done it.
I know, but when that happened the first time, baby, one incident happened. I had no money. I was eating BRC burritos from...
That's not true. Because on my birthday 3 years ago...
Here it is.
On my birthday, I remember this. We broke down on Cahuenga Boulevard.
Oh, no.
And I had a AAA card and he said, put that away. Let's just walk out of here. Let's just take a cab home. And I said, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah.
I have a AAA card. He's like, I don't even know what that is. We'll just call Clinton and we'll figure it out tomorrow. Let's just go home.
Why would you do that? Why is that your logic? By the way, that's 3 years ago. How do you have a car that breaks down? In the financial status that you have, you're going to own a piece of thing that could break down?
I'm going to tell you a little story, my friend.
Yeah, let me strap in.
But before I go into the story,
yeah,
I wrote a song for you the first time you came, the second time you came on this podcast.
Yes.
It has become a hit. People love
trust
it.
Trust me, I know.
People write, say it at shows.
Sorry.
Do you know the song?
Are you fucking? Are you making a joke?
No.
Do I know the song?
I want to just see.
I sent you a video of my little sister singing the song.
Sing it.
What?
My little sister sung it in the Netherlands. Me walking down the street, feeling so good to me. Yeah, yeah.
Having fun with my friends
together
at the end. What a great song! What a great song. So go on.
Bum bum. Bum, me walking down the street, feeling so good to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a hit. It's a Billboard hit.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a hit.
That's all I wanted from you.
It's a chart-topping hit.
Yeah.
And I appreciated it. It was for me.
Yeah. You think David was mad at us?
I think he was really bummed at our performance. Like a parent.
Oh,
no. You felt it?
Yeah. Yeah. But the way he shook my hand made me sad.
How did he shake it?
Give me your hand. Yours,
no, no, not mine, because mine are always sweaty.
But it doesn't matter. But okay, do you think your sweaty hand is worse than old sushi fingers over
here? Here we go.
Okay, here, ready? This is what he did. You're me.
Okay.
I go, hey, man, thanks. Hey, thanks a lot. You did a good job, man.
Oh.
Oh, I felt that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, bro.
It wasn't even a...
You're out, bro.
He was like, bye.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah.
Yep, I know.
Basically gave you a finger poke.
He wanted... Put your hand out. He wanted to go like this. He wanted to go, get... But he's not that guy.
But I would
wanted
like
to go get.
I'd like to say something about him, though.
He's the shit.
Not only that,
I
find him to be. And if you may like him or not like him, whatever. I'm sure most people like him. But
who doesn't fucking like that guy?
I know, but he is literally one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's fucking incredible.
Such a nice guy. He's so funny, and that's why I did it.
I have a question. Could something like this jeopardize a friendship? Let's say you were doing a show and your friend just absolutely bombed.
Doesn't matter. No. Here's the most important part of this. It's not a real. It's not going to air. This is just for insight. It's for testing.
Oh, okay.
So the good news is, like, Bobby and I, if it was going to air...
Oh, if it aired, we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, double
We'd
suicide. Double suicide.
If that aired, him and I would have died.
Dead, died, gone. I would have suicide.
Well, first we would have, like, tried to steal the tape.
Mm-hmm. Give me the tape.
Give me the tape now.
Give me the tape.
Yeah, I'm burning it.
I'm burning
it. That's a good premise for a movie. It's
trying to steal
it. You bomb so bad that you pilot.
Yeah, you just... The whole thing is about you trying to steal the tape.
So that airs in 48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours.
Right? You got to get the tape.
And you have to get the tape.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That's really funny.
And they've shipped it across town to this other place that you need to get to, and all these obstacles get in your way.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool
idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what it is? Sometimes they shoot stuff to New York and they have to wait to air it there. You know, they like, they shoot it and it holds it.
Yeah.
So we have to go to New York to stop it. They're like, it's not on our servers. It's a road movie.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. That's like similar, like not similar, but it's the idea of like Airheads. Of like, do you remember Airheads?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the best movies of all time.
I love Airheads.
I love that movie.
They have to get their tape on the air.
Yeah.
And then they've jeopardized their entire lives, and now they're like gunpoint fighting with the cops.
It's like the King of Comedy with Rupert Pumpkin as De Niro.
Not as many people are familiar with that one.
Have you seen that one?
No.
He made me watch it.
It's a Scorsese movie where Robert De Niro plays a stand-up.
Oh, I know the movie.
Right?
I know the movie, yes.
And he hijacks the Johnny Carson, which is Richard Lewis in it.
Yeah.
Just so he can get a spot on his show.
That's so smart.
So he said he was going to kill him.
Yeah.
If you don't put me on. So they aired his, and he kills on his show.
Yeah.
And then later he becomes a big star.
That's a good lesson. That's a good lesson for kids out there. If you really want something.
The opposite of that, because you want to steal it because it's a career ending.
Right. This could end your career.
Yeah, but at the end, though, they do air it in this movie, and it becomes a hit.
Right. We want it to be all of it.
So all of it is maybe a moot. We'll talk about it.
How about this? Really funny. How about you go there, and you don't get it in time, and they end up airing it, and it bombs even harder than you remember?
Yeah. Right.
Like you thought, oh, okay, this joke was at least okay. Yeah.
Where would you see it? Like I'm racing on like, right, by maybe
Times Square.
An electronics store where they have 15 TVs, right?
Yeah.
And there's people hovering around, right?
Yeah.
Watching you bomb.
In Times Square on that big screen, and they just start booing, the whole Times Square boos the screen.
Yeah.
And they turn around.
One guy spits against the window. Fuck this guy. Right.
And they turn around and they see you and then they chase you to kill you. You should have killed yourself. Now they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
That guy sucks. And the mob just comes and kill him. Bad for comedy.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah, it was bad.
And let me clarify.
Yeah, it was bad.
Both Bobby and I extremely respect David Spade. I'm very appreciative. We had a good time being with friends. We were sad we didn't perform well. That's what this is all about.
That's what it is.
It's nobody's fault but ours. We didn't perform well.
Listen, they asked us to do it.
Shit.
Dave asked us to do it because I have good chemistry with Dave. Mm-hmm. He knows that usually I'm funny, and he did the thing with Andrew because we're trying to help him, you know, shape this show.
Yeah.
Right? And what we did today didn't help.
I did him a disservice.
It was a disservice.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I'm going to blame you for it because I didn't read the thing.
It's not my fault.
Okay.
It's not my fault. It's not all the way my fault. It's some my fault. The other part is you did jokes on your own, and they still didn't go over well. So.
You know.
You definitely did some of your own and of theirs, and they both didn't do well.
Yeah.
So it's not just me.
I know. I just don't like the way you're saying it.
Esther had a few very cute jokes, and
she got
an applause break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pavinsky got a applause break.
Esther's so funny.
She is. No, yeah. It's just... Yeah.
She's cute too.
She figured out the balance.
Not only did she, what she did, the way she was sitting on the chair.
She put her legs up.
She put her legs up. She's kind of curled up in like a comfortable position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she just was like speaking freely. Where him and I sweat.
Desperate.
Right?
Desperate.
And then when I did get a laugh, what did I do?
Stood up.
I screamed as long as I could.
A laugh!
Yeah. Oh no.
I did that.
They liked it though.
They did like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got a laugh. I think it was a legitimate laugh.
It was.
And I stood up. And that thing I said too was something I never even thought about. Because he goes, I wasn't even going to say something about that topic.
Uh-huh.
But at the end, he goes, what's your thing? And I had to make something up, kind of.
But it worked.
And it worked.
No, it was the Eric Griffin story.
Oh, that's
right. The airplane story did well.
Right. Oh.
There was an airplane story. There's Cam Newton is a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, and he was seated on accident in coach instead of first class. So he asked the guy in first class, he said, can I have that seat for $1,500? And the first class guy said, no. And then we talked about it on this thing, and they said, do you have any airline stories? And Bobby said, well.
I spoke to we're in Dubai in the aircraft.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of got a laugh.
I didn't want the middle seat.
Yeah.
It did get a laugh.
I think it did. Yeah. But
the problem was not a strong enough laugh. Just nothing was strong enough. None of the laughter. David got good laughs.
Mm-hmm.
He got good laughs.
Great laughs.
Yep. And then
I feel Adam Egan's there too. I just feel like I dropped the ball and disappointed everybody. And I'm sorry if you have anything to do with that
show.
Sorry
too, I fucked up.
Me and Andrew are very sorry about it. Usually we're on.
You know how funny this would be if this ended our career? If they're like, we're not going to air it, but we are going to make sure nobody works with you guys ever again.
What did we do?
Well, you know what you did. You did so fucking bad that first of all, you ate two Fig Newtons out of the wardrobe and you didn't even ask. They weren't yours. You didn't come to hair and makeup on time. You showed up a little bit late and you bombed miserably.
You were late? I wasn't here to wake him up.
A little bit.
It's always a problem.
A little bit.
So guess what?
What?
You're out of Hollywood, bud. Say goodnight. Pack up your stuff.
And truth be told.
And this podcast is canceled, and so is everything else you're ever going to do.
If that's the case.
You're done.
You know, I've thought about what would happen in certain situations where I get in a car accident and my throat gets fucked up. I can't talk anymore.
Uh-huh.
And
oh my God, you think about that shit?
Well, I threaten him that that's his future if he doesn't get healthy.
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes
sense. I always say, you're going to stroke out, and guess what? You think that you're just going to die. No, you're going to live 20 miserable years unable to speak.
But you don't understand. You're right, and it's going to be terrible. It'll be terrible.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
But
I have my life already planned out in case that happens.
Okay, what is it?
It involves, I have to...
It sounds like it's not planned out at all.
It is. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I just talk slow sometimes.
Yeah, but you're thinking about what it is. You would know.
You don't know your. Do you have what do you call it? Like a
exit strategy?
No, yeah. Advanced directives.
Oh,
like do you know like what someone is gonna do? Do we do CPR? Is it a do not resuscitate? Do you know any of that?
What do you mean when I kill myself?
Advanced directives.
No, what would we do if you get in a coma? Can she pull the plug?
Yes.
Over how? What's the span?
But who has the power of attorney?
A day.
Who has a power of attorney? Your brother?
You will.
But I didn't know that.
See?
I'm giving you the
power. No. It has to be on paper.
You can have the power.
Just on this podcast.
Wait a minute. One day? Power, yeah. In a coma for one day and you're like, pull
no
it.
No way. I got to see your brainwaves, see if it's still active.
Listen, if I can move my fingers, mm-hmm. right? If I can use my fingers.
Yeah.
And if I can do this, mm-hmm. just put my hand in my face like this. Because mm-hmm. this is where I need this so to drink the whiskey, mm-hmm. right? I need this to smoke the marijuana.
You don't do either of those things?
I don't do any of those.
Go ahead.
But that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So I'm in a coma, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had a stroke, and I can't move my body. You have to put something here, you know what I mean, heroin or something, right? And I do it. And then with this hand, if I can use, I could play, you know, an RPG or something.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. If I live like that and I have enough money saved, I think I'll be fine.
Have you ever heard of locked-in syndrome?
What is it?
Locked-in syndrome.
Locked-in.
Yeah.
No.
So I made him watch a movie called The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Oh, and it's a true story about a guy who was an editor in chief for like Vogue.
You have to watch
like
the movie.
That.
It's great.
Yeah.
Anyways, he gets into a car accident and then he gets.
True story.
He has a traumatic brain injury. So basically, all his thoughts are intact, but his body no longer follows. So he is perfectly sane and able, but his mouth, eyes, nothing follows. But I don't want to ruin it for you, but something amazing happened.
No, say it.
This is how it's going to make you feel worthless because this man, unable to do anything, was able to write a book.
Oh, jeez.
With his feet.
No, nothing moves with his eye.
To communicate with one eye.
What?
Yeah. To write an entire book. He created a whole language, basically. Yeah. With
and
a therapist.
I don't want to do a racial joke. Yeah.
Not only can I, I will never be able to write a book. I've never read a book.
You know, I'm glad you said that.
I've never read a full
really?
Book.
Really?
I glad quit you said every that. Book I read.
I'm glad you said that. Because, I mean it. And I've never said this out loud before. Me too.
And you know what's
funny? I've never read a complete book.
Never. I quit every time.
He brags about being this like Dostoevsky expert.
Yeah.
He has never read a book in his life.
No. That's lazy.
I've never finished a book.
I've even gone to the last chapter and just said, nah.
Yep.
Because the movie's coming out or whatever.
I give up. Why do I get? I give up every time.
Yeah.
You know what it might be? My fear of finishing the book is I know I won't be as satisfied as I would want to be. Like, I think that if I finish it, it won't.
Hang on 1 second. So what, I just want to know what genre you're into, maybe. What book, what's the last book that you read?
Back up. I think it's-
Attempt. Like, what's the last book you attempted to read?
Autobiography of a Yogi.
Uh-huh. I mean, I wouldn't finish that either.
But I should have. I did it. I got through 3/4
That's
of it.
That's not true. Oh, there, damn. I read a lot of books, and he knows this. If I'm not hooked after the first chapter, I'm out. I go to the next one.
See, I keep going, and then I trudge, and then a month later, I pick it up again, and then I get to a point when I go, I'm done with that book, and I put it away.
You have a feeble, redheaded brain.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
You're not any smarter than I am.
You can't
you're
absorb...
Not any, you're definitely not any smarter than I am.
You can't absorb any kind of information, I don't think.
Give me something, and I'll spit it right back out. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
Give me any piece of information and I'll harbor it and give it right back to you.
What you? Because I told you just now.
Go
that's
ahead
all
and
you
do it.
Know it.
Go ahead.
Let's try the experiment.
All right. So what kind of information?
Anything.
I don't know anything. So let's see. Okay. Worf's son in Star Trek, his name was Alexander.
Perfect. Now ask me whatever you need to ask me.
What do you mean?
Ask me anything pertaining to that.
Oh, you know about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened to the mother?
She got cancer.
What?
She got cancer.
Oh God,
Bob!
Jesus!
Oh my God! No, because it's Star
Trek.
What? They don't get cancer, Star Trek. The medical yeah. they already
yes
banned.
They do.
Wait, Worf had a son.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Alexander's wife.
Yeah.
See.
I don't.
Worf had a son named Alexander.
Alexander.
And what's sad about that is the kid that played Alexander.
Uh-huh.
Was blind.
Later. Oh, that's right. You did tell me.
Yeah.
That. Yeah.
How? How'd he do it?
I think he got tattoos on his face. Something happened. He did drugs and he died.
Oh, yeah.
But he was on, he played Worf's son in Star Trek Next Generation in season, I think, 3 through 6 or whatever, or 4 through 6. Mm-mm. He was the cutest kid. He did a great job. And then obviously, you know, I was rewatching Star Trek Next Generation and I go, oh, whatever happened to that kid? Mm. And he's dead.
No.
It's sad.
I've never seen one episode of Star Trek.
Of any of them?
Nope.
And I heard you earlier say you've never seen Game of Thrones either.
Never seen Game of Thrones.
What do you watch?
Nothing.
Well,
what do you read? So you don't read, you don't watch. Do you sing?
Sometimes I sit and I stare at my couch.
No.
And I go, I stare at my couch and I go, what are you looking at? I jump on it and I go, try.
He watches Blu-ray mixology tapes.
I write my first sitcom.
Oh. Every show that he's on, he watches.
Here's what I do. I watch whatever I've done. And I cut it so it's my scenes. I have an editor cut just my scenes. So I just watch me, and then what I only read stuff from my journal when I was in junior high. I only read my journal over and over and over and over. I could repeat it to you easily right now. Mom and dad are assholes.
Yeah.
So what? So what? So what? I am who I am. I'm going to listen to Pearl Jam, Jeremy in the Room as loud as I want.
Yeah.
That was me.
The reason why I like you, I just realized now, is because I honestly believe that if I walked up to D'Elia and go, hey, how do you think my career is going? D'Elia was going, yeah, you've done a lot in your career. You know what I mean? And there's going to be more that's going to happen.
Yeah.
If I said to Eric, I think Eric Griffin, he would do something positive as well. I feel like you would warn me.
I would give you some heads up.
Yeah, like, dude, if you keep doing those kind of movies or if you, you know.
I would tell you the truth.
You would?
Absolutely.
That's what I feel, and that's why I like you so much.
I would tell any of my friends, say, how was it? I go,
Yeah, really?
Not good. If it wasn't good.
I know, but let's say I was sensitive, like super sensitive guy.
You
are.
That's the sort of role that I take in his life because I've had to be the bearer of bad news, reality. And it is hard to tell someone that thing you were in sucked.
Wasn't good. It wasn't good. Some things you have to say. You have to, but they say it out of love.
Okay, I want to have a question for you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
If we're gonna get,
I've never lied to you.
All right.
I've always given it to you straight.
You know, show Splitting Up Together that was on, right? And that episode, the Valentine's episode.
Yeah.
Shit. You saw it?
Yes, I watched it.
Fuck. How was I in it?
I thought that the overall episode was not very strong. I thought you were the strongest part about it. You were very cute. I know you didn't like yourself in it.
No.
But because you're just gonna be overly critical.
No, that's not what it is.
Because
by you saying that overall, because the whole thing was my storyline.
No.
So how the fuck is it?
It's a storyline thing you can't control, Bobby. Mm-hmm. But did it garner, like, did it make me laugh? It did. You made me laugh. In all of your parts, you always make me laugh.
Okay.
But other things that you've done, and we've fought about this, where you're like, how was that scene? And I was like, not good. And you say, no, I thought I was pretty good. And I tell you, no, that wasn't good.
Oh, one time, dude. One time I was on the road.
And we just boxed it out.
When the first episode of Love aired.
Yeah.
She said to me, because I hadn't been in anything for a while. She saw it and she goes.
You asked.
I know. I go, what do you think? She's like, maybe you should take an acting class.
First thing you said?
Hey.
That's not the first thing I said. I said.
No. I didn't see it. I did see it.
Also, can I say this?
Did you take an acting class?
Can I say this?
Did you heed her advice?
At the end of the year, Paul Rust, right? The star of the show.
I saw the show.
Said to me, right? That scene with Gillian? That's what I said?
Yeah.
Gillian was so real and it set the tone. I don't know. He said some positive things about it.
Look, I'm also not the gatekeeper. He obviously is. It's just my opinion.
Ask me about Splitting Up Together.
Oh, Splitting Up Together. I don't care what you say because I know what it is.
What am I going to say?
Something bullshit and negative like you guys did back when we were building railroads back in the day.
That's not true at all. Ask me about Splitting Up Together. Go ahead.
What did you think of Splitting Up Together?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It was really good. I'm serious.
How do you read that, Bobby?
It was really good.
You know, I believe him.
It was really good. It was fun and cute.
It was fun and cute.
There it was. Ask me about something else you've done.
What have you seen me in?
I don't remember. Give me your resume.
All right. What did you think of me in Keeping Up with the Joneses?
Bad.
Dictator.
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Very good.
The first Harold and Kumar. Good.
Very good.
I crushed it.
You crushed. You did very well.
That was good.
I know I crushed it.
Okay, go on.
Okay. What'd you think about me in Mad TV?
What's Mad TV? What is it? The sketch show?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah?
You were
great.
Fine.
All right. You know what?
You were fine.
Can I ask? Let's talk about you then.
I'm kidding.
Ask me about you. Ask me about you, right? You know that movie
you
they did?
Very
you know, they, with that movie they did? The remake of The Room, what they did with
Disaster Artist?
Like, mean. I we just talked about this at lunch.
I know. You know? You were the best part of that movie, man.
Thanks.
Really good acting.
You know why?
Why?
I was so good, they couldn't even use my words.
Right.
They go, you're so fucking good. We can't even have you talk in this fucking movie.
Right.
Did they warn you?
No.
Oh, you just find out when you
it hurt
your whole family.
We talked about it last time here, and it hurt. It hurt, and I'm going to take that.
I saw the movie once, and I saw there was one scene in the very back. I just see this sticking out of a hedge. I go, oh, there's Andrew in his work. Very good stuff.
I'm a pretty good actress.
You beat me out of mixology.
I did.
Are you going for the same part?
I did read for his part, and I was terrible, so it doesn't even matter. I was happy for you, actually. You know, it's so funny.
You know what they said verbatim? They said, you got the part after I read. They go, you got the part. And I go, was there anybody in contention? They go, yeah, some Ching Chong guy, but we didn't want him at all.
Okay.
And I said, seriously? And they said, yeah, some...
I was about to give you a compliment.
Okay, go.
And you go into that.
Okay. We talked about this at lunch. I don't want to talk about any of this.
We're not going to talk about that. I want to give you a compliment, fucker.
Okay.
When D'Elia and I, we have talked about this already?
Yeah, we have.
On this?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, then that's it.
But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What about audiobooks?
I thought about that. I've thought about doing audiobooks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you go on long drives ever?
Nope.
Okay, so that wouldn't...
I don't know what I would do to...
Do you listen to like crime podcasts?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to figure out what your hobbies are. I know you go to baseball games.
Yeah.
Okay. That's one.
Golf?
Okay.
Oh, you're a golfer. Okay.
Run. I like to run.
Yeah.
I like to work out.
Okay, that's enough.
Swim.
Okay.
I like to, honestly, can I tell you what I like to do? I like to sit alone at my house and thumb through the internet.
Do you read articles?
Yeah. Those don't count.
Well.
But they don't count because it's just like a nonsense amount of information of nothing. Mm. It's too much nothing.
Okay.
I don't know what my hobbies are. I don't play video games. Him and I are the polar opposite when it comes to hobbies.
Why?
Because I don't sleep all day.
You don't.
I
don't play video
things.
Games. I like physical stuff.
Yeah, you like being physical.
Mm. I like stuff. I like to go do stuff. I like taking walks.
Okay.
You hate walks.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't do.
Because you're 35, right?
Yes, you know I'm 35.
Okay, I'm 47, right?
Mm.
I am. At 35, dude?
Yeah, at 35 what?
Yeah.
Were you taking walks?
You were doing the exact same thing you're doing now.
Chariots of Fire, bro.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Run champ.
You are a running champ.
Yeah.
Chariots of Fire?
Yeah. Was that, I don't know. What is that about?
He doesn't even know what that means.
What is that? Marathon.
That
man. Marathon. Man.
Also, what does that mean?
I fucked up. Marathon.
Chariots of Fire.
Wait, when I said Chariots of Fire, you should have said, no, you got that wrong as a producer.
But you know what?
You let me say it, and then you're going to air it and make me look like a fool, you fuck.
Did it sound athletic?
Yeah, you're like whipping those horses. That's a.
That's what I mean.
You ride around in a cart. You ride around in a cart.
That's what I meant.
Glad you don't have to do anything.
I wonder if you would ever in your entire lifetime like set a goal like I'm going to do the Boston Marathon.
Me?
New York Marathon.
Him.
I wonder if that's like a tangible like something that can ever happen in this lifetime.
I went to the Boston Marathon, right? To do what? Right?
Okay, be careful.
Tread lightly.
Yeah. Boston Marathon, sensitive place.
Sensitive. New York. Switch to New York.
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't in the New York one though.
You weren't in the Boston Marathon.
I was going to go sign up.
No, you weren't. No, Come on.
No.
Right, forget it then.
No reference.
You didn't let me see my joke.
Go ahead and say it.
No, I can't say it now I don't even know how it goes now. That's a problem.
You're gonna
and it's not good. It's not good. But what I was going to say. Right?
Is it mean?
No, it's just like, you know what I mean? Somebody else brought their backpacks. It's just something like that. But you know what I mean? It didn't work out.
Oh, no.
But I get it. It's funny. It's mean, but it's bad. It's bad mean.
It's bad.
It's like when
it's
I say
tragedy.
Every time I come back from New York,
yeah.
Every time I say to somebody in LA, I say, when was the last time you've been to New York? I said, not too long ago. And I say, you remember those two buildings? They're gone. They're like not even there anymore. And I say it dead serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? There's like a big one there now.
Yeah.
Kind of strange, man. They're really, that city changes every time I go, you know? They're really building up that
And
city.
What do they say? What are people's responses usually?
They don't know how to react.
Yeah.
They don't know if I'm kidding or if I'm dead serious. Yeah. I say that to like baristas. I say that to that guy at Starbucks. Yeah.
You know what?
You ever been in New York? Yeah. Remember those fucking buildings? Gone. That city's changing, man. Gentrification.
If I'm at a coffee shop or a Starbucks and I hear like a popular song like Michael Jackson or the Beatles.
Yeah. He does this a lot.
I always go to the counter. Who is this? And they go, it's Beat It by Michael Jackson. And I'll write it down.
In your phone?
Yeah, I'll just, because I, like, I don't know.
That's so
funny. I go, what's it, Michael,
Jackson?
How do, is that?
Do they know you're fucking around?
No, I convince them that I don't know what I'm doing. Can I get that on Spotify? You know what I mean? I love doing that, you know?
Do you fuck with people all the time in public?
Always.
I don't like, the people that I don't like generally are people that think that they have authority over me.
Like who?
TSA.
Well, they do kind of have authority over you.
No, they don't.
I mean, they could literally make you not take a flight.
It's fine.
He'd love that.
So that is authority. If they say you can't come through here, that's authority.
Yeah, I mean, no, there are, no, you're wrong about that, because I'm saying it's like if they cross the line, sometimes they cross the line.
How do they cross the TSA people? What do they do?
You know what they do, man.
What do they do? Bob, what do they do?
Like when you give them your passport, your license, and then your like ticket. Mm-hmm. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you put your shit away, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you'll have a TSA guy come up to you and go, where are you going?
What do you say?
It's none of your business.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just tell him?
Because I already did that.
I know, but...
I did that
Maybe
already.
He's just making conversation.
No, I know what he's doing. He probably went to like a TSA like...
Seminar
of some sort, right?
Yeah.
And they go, it's really good to, you know, because sometimes, you know, they can get past that person. So it's good to throw that out there to see, you know, put people off guard.
Hmm.
But I don't like it. It's intrusive.
You think you're a terrorist?
I've never terrorized anybody in my life.
Well, has there been an Asian terrorist here in the United States?
Mm. I always get stopped.
Listen.
You do?
Yeah, because of my name.
Yeah.
It's K-H-A-L. So does my sister.
K-L-A-L-A.
Yeah. So they go, come to the side.
So they go, come here for a second.
Yeah, come here.
Don't challenge Asians, because we will break records.
Not like in sport or anything.
In sports as well, yeah.
Which ones?
Gymnastics sometimes. Ice skating.
Gymnastics sometimes?
Skiing sometimes.
Do you ice skate?
China. You ever seen a Chinese Olympic fucking...
Do they do any? What do they do?
They win, right?
Who? The Chinese and what? Chinese.
Well, there's a billion
ballerina. What's the thing that...
Gymnastics.
Figure skating.
Oh, yeah. They Koreans killed everything.
Skating. No Koreans. Koreans don't win anything. You know that. Don't
do
that.
They do. The Winter Olympics, they destroy everyone.
This guy.
At what?
At the inline, the skating competition. What do you call that?
Oh, with Apollo Ono?
Japanese and American.
See?
I'm talking
about. Setting yourself back.
Now, Korean.
The only redheaded guy that does anything is that fucking snowboard guy.
Sean White?
Sean White. The greatest snowboarder of all time.
That's the guy, though.
Oh, what about...
Are you saying we haven't had achievements in redheaded culture? Is that what you're trying to say?
The achievements of redheaded culture.
President of the United States.
Ooh.
Trump. True. Best president of all time.
That's true.
He's ours.
Yeah.
Ron Howard.
Oh, great.
Great.
National treasure.
National fucking treasure.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, he is
handsome.
Redhead.
Yeah. You want me to keep going? Lucille fucking Ball.
Lucille Ball.
Legend.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
You want me to keep going? Because I can. I got a list of my people.
Yeah. The actors.
What else do you want?
Actors.
What else do you want?
I know the Koreans are ahead in cloning technology.
Okay. All on sports.
That's real shit.
In sports, redheads in sports.
Except for, other than Sean White.
The White Mamba, played for the Celtics. Retired now.
Oh, Scalabrine.
By Brian Scalabrine.
Was Larry Bird?
Larry Bird was kind of a redhead.
Bird, yeah,
we'll take him.
Yeah.
He was kind
of. Oh yeah, yeah. Larry Bird definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You have Chloe Kim.
Canelo.
Oh, Canelo!
Canelo Alvarez!
Cinnamon, the Mexican boxer. Looks exactly like me.
Cinnamon.
Go on.
That's where, no, I know him. You do!
You look just like Canelo.
I'm Canelo.
Yeah, you're Canelo.
Every time I do Joe Rogan, somebody goes, cool to see Canelo on Rogan. Yeah. Every time.
But have you?
There is a slew of redheads that get no respect.
But why do redheads go into comedy? There's a lot of you now.
The most famous
redheads are comedians.
Some of the most famous comedians of all time.
Redheads, I mean, yeah.
Conan O'Brien.
Redhead.
Oh.
Louis C.K.
Redhead.
Level up, though.
Bill Burr.
Level up.
You.
Me. Well, yeah. I'm not even in that category, but
you
still.
Are.
One day I will be known as. Lucille Ball is unequivocally one of the greatest female comedians in the history of invention of comedy.
Yeah.
She is the beginning.
Yeah.
Who else is a great?
You was already had too. Richard Pryor when he smoked the crack. Richard Pryor. You know what I mean? Remember that you smoked the crack? You remember that? He turned.
Come on.
He turned into Ghost Rider for a second. When he was just smoked that crack, right?
He's Louis, you were my favorite. Louis and Burr, two of the greatest comics of all time. Redheads.
Yeah, you're right.
Redheads get into comedy. Redheads.
I'll tell you why, though, I think. And
ooh,
this is not
Boris
a joke.
Becker.
It, there you go. Bam.
I think it has to
Boris
do
Becker.
With, I think it has to do with a lot of like Koreans and a lot of people that were like bullied or had traumatic childhoods and stuff.
Mm.
A lot of us go into comedy. I think there is a correlation between being a redheaded person and being funny.
What's John's deal?
John.
John's a dad.
Yeah, he looks like a dad.
No. Look, he's so fucking on drugs right now. Look at him.
But you look like a, he looks like a dad.
He didn't usually look like that.
Yeah, probably.
Why do you dress like Elliot from E.T. all of a sudden? Like you're riding a bike and have a basket in front of your bike. I mean, like, why are you dressing like that? That's the dad look? This is how I dress. You look like a Chinese guy with progeria. I mean, you look like with that hat, you look like...
This is how I
you
dress.
Look silly, dude.
I
but
yeah,
I know your heart, though.
It's a good heart.
And it's fucking pure, dude.
Look at his calves, though.
Let me see. You got nice calves?
Dude, those are like ox fucking feet.
Whoa.
Jesus.
What do you do?
Like thighs.
What?
You just walk?
He's a no, he just puts stuff on his rice. And,
on his head?
Yeah, yeah.
You balance on your head and you walk up and down the... Wow.
I know how to do that. I was taught that.
Were you really?
Yeah.
You could do that. Put rice on your head, a rice bucket on your head. And
yeah, it's about actually twirling a towel correctly to balance and then you put the thing, the rice thing.
Does it make your neck stronger?
No. I do. I have a thick neck.
No.
I have a pretty thick neck, don't I?
Pull your hair back and let's see. No, you have an extremely thin neck.
Oh. That's because I have a big head. You see?
Oh, man, there's no way out of this. You really painted me into a fucking corner. What are you saying? I have a thick neck? No, I say your neck is beautiful. It's thin. That's because my head is big, isn't it? Oh,
fucking
fuck.
Asshole.
So,
nowhere else to go.
Andrew Santino has a new TV show.
Well, not yet. It's not out yet.
Ooh.
But you're shooting a TV show.
Shooting a TV show with a rapper named Little Dicky. Do people, you guys know who that is? Do you know who that is?
No? I know Big Dick.
Oh,
snub. I know. No, I cut that out.
Little Dicky's a rapper.
That's so dumb.
He's a rapper, and we're doing a show. We're doing a show for FX. FX. Bought by Disney now.
That's awesome.
Really?
Oh, that's so
but is it a comedy?
Crazy?
Is it a comedy?
It's a murder mystery.
Do you play his manager or something?
Yeah, it's a comedy. I play his best friend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, though. That's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope it does well. We start shooting in August.
Yeah, but to go from I'm dying up here to that, that's uh-huh. cool. You didn't wait that long in between. You were very busy between the two things.
Yeah, a lot of stand-up stuff. But like we talked about at lunch, TV sometimes scares me because I don't know if you have no control.
You have absolutely no control.
Stand up, I have all the control. Oh, podcast, you have all the control.
You know what else he showed me?
Bobby's phone went off, by the way, in the middle of the taping. In the dead middle of the taping.
Fuck.
I couldn't fucking believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. But Andrew showed me this thing I never knew existed.
This is so funny that he didn't know this. Everyone, and this is so meta.
Basically, it's basically the SAG-AFTRA
app.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you punch in your password, right? And what it does is this, dude.
Like everyone in the business knows what this is.
No, because here, I know I don't know.
I know, but you're talking to people who don't know, who have no idea. This means nothing to people that are listening. SAG-AFTRA is a union for actors, and this just tells you how much money you're making in residual.
Right. See, I'm going to tell you why, because I don't know how much money I ever make. Because all my checks go to Clinton, my guy.
Those don't go to your guy. Those go to your home.
No, they go to my guy.
Your residual checks don't go to you?
No.
Bad, 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 bad.
Yeah.
Bad, 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 bad.
Well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Why does a man get your residual check?
Because he's my guy. But anyway, and I don't just...
Who is he?
He's my accountant.
Business manager.
Yeah.
Does he send you a breakdown every month of what he gets in?
No. Because I told him not to, but...
What is
it? It shows here what checks... They mailed. Do you have one of these?
Yeah.
And then then what's in process? Yeah. And I thought I never look at this one.
You'll still get shit from a long time ago.
Yeah, look at this.
He got one from what do we
not
find
that
on
one,
there?
Not that
there
one.
Mad TV.
There was Mad TV on there.
Whoa.
Really?
There was. Wasn't there a Mad TV?
There was
one
no
on
Mad
there?
TV on there, actually, to be honest with you.
Where Harold and Kumar was on there?
Yeah, Harold and Kumar was on there, but I gotta find this other one that was interesting to me. Sorry guys.
Well, don't you know.
Sorry.
I'm trying to find...
Sorry.
I love you so much. Adam's saying he loves us so much. Sorry. I just said sorry.
Who said that?
Ugh, fucking Adam. Egot. Because I...
Like
I
Harold
I,
and Kumar.
Look at that. I sent this text to Adam Egot, and I said, hey, what a bomb. I'm so sorry. And then he sent me just an atomic bomb going off. That's what he sent me.
That can't be good.
That's what I did.
That can't be good.
How did I perform? He sent me a bomb. That's all he sent back.
So I didn't think I made any movie. I did Harold and Kumar 17 years ago.
Yeah.
And this month I made $32.
Isn't that wild?
On something I did 17 so years ago.
As I was cool telling them, I did two episodes of This Is Us, and I still get very large checks once in a while because that show is so fucking popular.
Yeah.
It's beyond popular.
Yeah.
To a degree that, like, I go places, and then when I'm talked to about it from an industry standpoint, they're like, how amazing was that? And I was like, well, it was just, I mean, it was fun. I'm not on the show.
Yeah.
But they're obsessed with the show, so they're like, was it like that for you? And I was like, well, no, I just acted on it.
Yeah.
And I went home.
How was that on set? Was it not?
I think I talked about it on here.
It's fine. I have one question though. Is that when you walk into a set like that, do you believe that they know that they're on a good show?
The second season, yes. The first season, they didn't know.
Right.
I did the first episode of the second season, and I did the second or third episode of the first season. I knew. I've said this multiple times on a billion different things. I knew that show was going to be a hit. I know that's like a cheat. Like, how do you know? I knew. I was like, wow, this is pulling on all the right heartstrings. Mm-hmm. The table read made me tear up. It was
wow.
so good.
Oh, wow.
It was so good that I was like, wow, this is really smart and clever and different and unique. And then when I did the episode, they were all happy as fuck. Sweet, Milo's the shit. Mandy's the shit. They're all nice people.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it all, they're kind of like, yeah, this is great, mm-hmm. you know? By the second season, when I did the first episode, they knew who they were, but they didn't act different. They were just like, I was like, dude, this is incredible. Were all like, yeah, man, we're fucking, they were on high.
Yeah.
By the way, because everybody on that show is a lot of accomplished actors, but like nobody had had a in a long time.
Yeah.
Milo had been on Gilmore Girls. No, he did one of those things where it got big.
Yeah.
And then, but that was a while ago, and he did a bunch of other stuff. Mandy Moore did a bunch of, but like never really.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all cool and had a lot of humility. It was wild, man.
But do you fear?
They didn't, I've been on sets where they act like they know what they're on. That wasn't that show.
Yeah.
I've been on plenty of shows where I go around and they're like, thanks for coming by.
I did a pilot with Brooke Shields. She didn't say one word to me.
Yeah, but if I was Brooke Shields, I wouldn't say anything to you either. Just afraid of sexual assault from you. She's heard what goes on. She knows. What did you do to Brooke Shields? Robert?
Oh, boy.
Robert?
It's getting real, huh?
Yeah, it's getting real.
Why would you say something like that?
If I was hot girl Brooke Shields, why would I not talk to you?
Yeah.
I mean, the writing's on the wall.
It hurts me.
I'm not as Andrew Santino. I love talking to you. I'm Brooke Shields right now. No thanks.
So good. And that's why I played it the way I just did.
I know, you did a good job.
Get that out of here.
You did a good job.
Did you see what I did?
You did a good job.
That's called fucking mind twists, man.
Who is the best looking person in Hollywood that's been nice to you?
Oh shit, that's a good one.
Like who? Like the best looking.
Looking one.
Female or male?
Guy, doesn't matter. I think guys are always more fun.
That guy Joe.
Oh, Manganiello.
Oh, he's handsome.
Well, he's gorgeous.
Joe Manganiello, I've had sushi a couple times with, and you know, he's a big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah, and he doesn't, when I hug him, he doesn't do big guy shit.
Like he doesn't squeeze you, make you feel
no, like so they'll pick me up on my neck or, you know, me or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He holds me like a gentle little flower. In fact, I know this for a fact that he's done projects and stuff and he's mentioned my name. I hear that from other showrunners and people.
That they say, you know, he says, you know who you should get is Bobby Lee.
Yeah, yeah. He's that kind of guy. And whether or not I work with him, that's one thing. But I really like him.
He's
also very good looking.
Who's the ugliest person that you've been friends with?
Ken Jeong.
No hesitation. That
it has,
very
it has
quick.
Nothing to do
you
with
think
his
he's
talent.
The ugliest man you've ever worked
it's
with?
It's not that he's ugly. It's just that he looks like he has a brittle bone disease. Right?
When you,
osteoporosis?
Yeah, because when he stands, I love him so much, by the way, okay? Yeah. We might have to cut this out.
Osteogenesis imperfecta.
You know, but he's, you know, hey guys, what's up? You know what I mean? And then he's like, he always stands like this with his, and his body is like, there's no chest plates or anything.
You know,
it's
that's
just
because
indented.
He got no tragic car accident when he was young. You know that, right?
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Look at me. Yes, it is.
So good.
I love Ken.
I love him too.
He's a wonderful little guy.
He's great.
You say he's the most ugly.
No, he's not the ugliest. I was kidding.
Who's the ugliest person?
I'm trying to think. That just came out of my head. Who I think that's ugly? Let's talk about who's ugly. Oh, I worked with a woman that was ugly, but I can't say her name. Yeah.
God, I want
the ugliest dude.
The ugliest dude you've ever worked with?
I'm going to think of it. I think the ugliest dude opener is, I mean, Jesus Trio is not.
Really? You think he's like that?
Jesus Trio is like a Barnum and Bailey's kind of circus freak. Kind
what
of
the fuck are you talking about?
He's just, when he opens his eyes, there's all these gums.
He looks like a normal dude.
Are you kidding fucking me?
Tim Burton.
I'm going to show you a photo. Let's just see the first photo of him,
like driving with a top down and his hair just like flapping.
What is this?
Jesus Trejo.
No, I'm saying, what is it? It's not, like a sketch or something?
No, he just put up this video of him on Instagram.
Oh.
Making fun of his appearance.
Now, let me see the video.
Let's see the first photo that comes up, right?
Yeah. I think he's a very normal looking dude.
He's so normal.
He's a very normal looking dude. Normal Mexican kid, I guess.
I don't know.
Show the team. Show the kids.
I don't know. I am.
He's normal.
Normal looking guy. Yeah, Mexican totally guy.
Maybe
Mexican
you're right.
Kid.
Maybe you're right.
Mexican
Maybe
guy.
Maybe you're right. Okay, here's a better.
But I think it's you don't like Mexicans that
no,
much.
No, here's a better.
He's just not into poor tooth to gum ratio.
Mm-hmm.
The gum thing bothers you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not.
Like,
not
I don't want to. When you open your mouth, I don't want to know if you have gingivitis or not. That's all. You know, like, you know, when you like if you smile, I just want to see the teeth part.
Yeah,
if you hold do the gums too, yeah, that right. It's too much for me.
You know when you see someone with really bad teeth and they're talking to you and you can't stop looking at their teeth, that's hard for me to not look. If you have bad teeth, I'll keep staring at your teeth.
Yeah,
and I know they know.
In fact, I was watching a porn a couple of months ago.
Oh no!
And a girl opened her mouth, and she had two teeth missing on this side. I just turned it off.
Done.
I was so angry.
It was gross.
Because she got everything else done.
Right, except for
the
her
tits,
mouth.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She got like, you know, the tan, right?
Tan, tits.
Shave, makeup, nice makeup, hair, the whole thing. And then fucking, you know what I mean?
Jagged tooth.
Yeah.
I'm sort of into that in men, though.
With bad teeth?
Not bad teeth, when they're missing teeth.
Really?
Like a lot of times MMA fighters, like after the fight.
Come here. I'm not
he has missing teeth.
You where?
Don't know about my teeth?
Not in the back.
I have teeth missing all over my
not mouth. In the yeah. front.
But even the front, I'm
all I have is front.
That's all you need. They don't see that. Who sees the back?
But I have no back. Have you seen it?
Go
like, go look.
Go up a little bit. Oh my god! Like an 80-year-old woman.
Like a homeless woman, right?
Yeah, like you broke your teeth on too many Werther's originals, and you just cracked them back and let them go. So you're hot with guys that do that.
Yeah, like I think I remember watching. Was it Dan Henderson, an MMA fighter?
Yeah.
Oh, and he took his two front teeth out after his fight, and I was like, ooh.
And that turned you on, huh?
I liked it.
Why do you like that?
I don't know. It looks like he just went through some shit in life.
Yeah.
Like he didn't want his teeth to fall off, but somehow like life dealt him like some cards and his, you know, he just lived a little.
And he's okay with it.
Yeah, as long, I'm just weird about breath, but I'm cool with you missing a few teeth.
Breath is, you gotta have good, I actually like people, I'm more attracted to people who have not perfect teeth. I don't like, perfect teeth creep me out. When someone's got like perfect teeth,
yeah, there's something very American psycho about that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like super bright.
Speaking of which, I have to get this fixed. I have a chip in my front tooth and I can feel it with my fucking tongue. Every day it drives me nuts. I can feel it. It's getting worse. And I'm going to lose this tooth.
I can't see a difference.
If I lose this front
tooth. I look at your mouth. I don't see a chip. That's probably. Oh, yeah. I see it now. I see it now. When I first saw Kalila naked.
Oh, Lord. How did we get there?
I'm going to say.
That's how you paint
that picture.
Yeah, we were in Long Beach. I saw her naked.
Hotel?
No, in her house.
No, my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I literally looked up at the sky. Right? I go,
thank you.
What's the first two words that you said?
Imagine what she said when she saw my body.
What did you say?
Well, he was doing this weird thing. First off, he was wearing leopard panties, not men's brief panties. And he was doing an air guitar in the corner of my room.
Yeah. Funny shit.
Turning you on big time.
No, it really did though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was more like, my words were more like, what is happening? And
but it was hot to you.
Yeah, it was attractive. I was just sort of caught off guard.
What?
Yeah.
But then when it came down to the actual act, he was a pure Christian boy. In the middle of coitus, he stopped and then ran away, went home.
You stopped fucking?
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the first time we had sex.
I didn't even come, bro.
his thighs were burning because he didn't have enough. He didn't want to tell me that he couldn't reach my pussy on doing doggy style because he's a short man. I'm 5'8". He's 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah.
So he didn't have it in him to say, hey, can you go flat? So instead, his thighs were burning and he just got up and left.
Bobby.
There's a song that plays in my head when I make love. Baby, there's a song that plays in my head when I make love to you.
What is it?
And I want to play you the song.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, just bear with me, okay? I don't even know if this is the right song. Hopefully it is.
I know what it is.
Wait, what?
You feel good? Yeah, you like that? I'm gonna come. I think I'm gonna come. Coming.
That's really what goes on in your head.
My head, yeah.
Ah, that was a really weird experience, though. I remember just like being so confused after. Like, where
you know
did he go?
Plays in my head,
yeah. That's what I wanted to get.
Let me find the song that that plays when I'm really in the mode. When I'm in this, I'm being serious. I'm in the mood.
I'm being serious too. I love that.
That really does go in your head.
It's in my head. Yeah.
Hold on. There has to be a song when you're just fucking casually, and then you're fucking someone you love. That's the one that goes in your head.
This is the one when I'm fucking. When I'm like really fucking. This is when I'm really getting it in.
Oh shit.
Oh
shit. Yeah. Ooh. Yep. So good.
That goes out. That's
what a great song.
When I'm fucking, that's what.
What
goes
a
on.
Great one.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think I'm a tough guy with the Jaws intro? But no. Sensitive guy.
Baby shark.
Let me ask you. I want to ask one last question before we get into the other stuff. But I want to ask you one last question about: do you like every comic you run into?
No.
Are there ones that I'm not gonna say? I don't want to ask.
As people or stand-ups?
Just in general, are there comics that just kind of when you see them, they just kind of bother you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why?
No, I do know why.
Oh, you always know why.
I usually know exactly why.
What is generally the reason why you don't like a comic?
As a person, when I run, not as a stand-up, not as their material. Shut up. But the reason the comics that do bother me that I don't like, I know why I don't like them is because I feel like they're they're not genuine to me, and they fake it with me.
Yeah,
I'd rather you not say hi than fake it to me.
Yeah,
and I feel a lot of guys that fake it to me sometimes, and I go, I bet you they got to talk shit about him. I can't name a name, but there's a guy that told another person that. Okay, he told Nikki Glaser. I've known this guy for fucking 10 years, and he says to Nikki Glaser, "Do you know Andrew Santino?" And she goes, "Yeah, I love him. I know him super well." And then this guy goes, "How is he? Is he funny? What's going on out there?" And she's like, "What? Yeah, is he good? What's his deal? Is he like a Hollywood guy or some shit?" And she was like, "What do you mean? He's like, is he like one of these actor guys or is he fucking?" She was like, "No, yeah, he's good. I know this motherfucker. Like, I know you.
Oh, wow.
Bitch, we did TV together."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fake. You're a fake fuck.
Did you ever confront him about it?
Fuck no, I don't want to see him.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want to see you. You're fake. You tried to dig something out of somebody else behind my back?
Yeah.
Fuck you. And by the way, she was also like, "No, I love that dude. That's my guy. We're homies."
Yeah.
What are you trying to get some bullshit out?
Right.
He wanted her to talk shit with him because he wanted to say some shit.
Yeah.
I don't play that game. So now when I see him once in a while, I don't see him.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I don't see you anymore.
Yeah.
If you're going to be like that to me and fake, I don't see you anymore.
Yeah.
Bye. See ya.
Yeah, man.
There's people that do that a lot. There's people that are phonies and they do that shit a lot and I don't want to do it anymore.
So there's a group of women that are comics that don't like me.
Who? A big group of women?
No, it's like Facebook group.
They're all friends. Like three or four comedian female comics from
New York,
or
LA?
New York.
Oh, New York. Okay.
And they just don't. They talk shit behind my back.
Wait.
I'll tell you why, though.
Okay.
It's because I played the Schaumburg Improv many years ago.
Me too.
And I had a MC who was a local comic. She's very funny.
Name?
I'm not saying it.
Got it.
Because I want to. This war is kind of subsiding. I don't want to reignite it.
Okay.
And what she shows up one day, and you know, it's like I'm not. when Andrew and I, and I'm not bragging, but when Andrew and I play a club, it's not like, it's like people are coming out like, whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't care who it is. It's people that are your fans, right?
Yeah, your fans come.
These are, this is your audience. Like 99.9%, I believe, are just people that are fans of mine.
Yep.
So this girl shows up who's hosting, she's a local comic, was wearing this like Cinderella ballroom gown, right?
Like but a prom dress?
Like a prom dress, but she would walk up and say, she had nothing had to do with the way she was dressed. So she got off and I go, hey, can you just do me a favor? They think you're very funny. Don't wear that. She's like, why? I can wear whatever I want to. I know, yeah. But it's my show and it's weird.
Yeah.
Because you go out there, you set a tone, right?
Yeah.
And we got, and then she texted the manager and the sound guy and everybody that I was poisonous.
Oh.
Like, I'm not hanging out there after this. I had to bail out of
she
there.
Was a host?
Poisonous.
The host.
Yeah, the
you,
host
you
of
brought
the
your feature, though.
I brought a feature, which was, this girl hates her, too, the, my feature.
Who was the feature?
Jade.
Oh, Cataprato. Okay.
Yeah, right?
We talked about it with Jade on.
We have, yeah. Yeah. So, but one of her friends is now a regular at the store, right?
Fuck, I want to know.
I can't tell you.
Afterwards.
I'll tell you after.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a regular at the store, and I go out of my way to say hi to her.
Why?
Because I didn't harm her in any kind of way. Right. It was her friend that I fucked over, oh. But they're so tight that she's committing to her, you know.
Dislike for
dislike
you.
Dislike for me, yeah. Right? So I make it a point to go, hey, how are you? Though. And she's always like.
That's a true friend.
Wow.
No, it's not a true friend because what she's doing though mm-hmm. is like, oh, you want to make it uncomfortable for me at the store? Who's going to win here?
Right.
What? Fake it.
It just seems...
Say hi. Fake it.
See, I don't say hi. If I don't like you, I just don't see you.
Oh, so if I fucked you over in any kind of way...
This is different. You and I are friends.
I know. It doesn't matter. Let's suppose I did something traumatic to you.
Okay, we're comics and we don't know each other that well, and you did something fucked up.
Yeah, like okay. I farted on your girlfriend's face.
Unbelievable. Go ahead.
Your wife.
I get right over it. Go ahead.
Okay. You would get over it?
Right away.
Okay.
I fart on her face.
I feel like time. I can't. I don't. I feel like I can do whatever, and you wouldn't be mad.
Probably you. Yeah. If we weren't friends, and then you did something fucked up to me.
That's one thing. Yeah.
And then I probably just wouldn't talk to you. I'd be like, that guy sucks.
Yeah, I feel
her.
That about you. You've seen the most racist.
Yep.
The craziest. Like I've never even had a white person ever. Yeah. That. And it doesn't bother me.
You look like Robert De Niro to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And he does that. What's crazy about it is I would think it was a big deal, but he does it on stage.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah.
If he was just doing that like in the car or behind, you know.
If I did it club, in private, it'd be scary.
Yeah. But he does. Like, I'll bring him up. Andrew Santee, he's a good friend. I give you great intros.
You do give the best.
The intros. Best intros, right?
Yeah.
And I'll go, he's the best comic in the country. He was on these shows. His special is the best I've ever seen. He's one of my best friends. He's one of the funniest guys in the country. Andrew Santino. And Andrew walks up like this.
Oh, I go, how was a Bobby Reed?
Yeah, yeah.
Did everybody like him?
Yeah. And I will
do it every time. I go,
do you hear me cackling?
Yeah, from the back.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, ah! I go, crap around him all the time for the Bobby Reed.
Yeah. And I laugh so hard. And that's the thing is that, you know, is that racism? It's not.
No. If I,
it's guys teasing
each
other.
It's us goofing around.
It's teasing.
You also friendship. Do when you give me intros. Yes, it's friendship.
It's
you
a
also
real friendship.
Real friends. He also does a thing where he's like this redheaded freak, fire crotch. You do. You go on fun rants where you shit. Yes, you fucking do.
I've never done that.
This is so shit. We could call someone right now to validate.
What do I say? Fire crotch.
This firehead, disgusting. Yeah, fire crotch.
What do I say?
You shit on, but I like it.
Yeah.
By the way, that's the deal. If you did it in private,
yeah,
I think then it's real.
Right.
Hate and racism is real in private.
Yeah.
But if we joke to each other face to face.
That's interesting.
You know, what do we say? We ran into someone we know at this restaurant we ate at today.
Yeah.
And Bobby got weirded out because I said, well, if it isn't the new Negro. And Bobby was like, oh my
that.
God.
And I was like, oh. So
but that's what, the name of a TV show that he's on called The New Central. Negroes. And of course, Bobby's like, dude.
Yeah, I did that.
I didn't.
That's what the show's called?
Candace
the New
is
Negroes.
On it too.
Yes.
Candace is on a show
called The New Negroes
on Comedy Central.
And really?
But Bobby's face got honest.
I got and I hugged him.
Yeah, he hugged him.
I don't
right
even
away.
Know who he was.
He hugged him right away because he was afraid that I was being racist.
And I was going, I'm so sorry about that. Oh my God, how foolish.
No, the show is called The New Negroes.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So Candace was there at the shoot too today.
Candace is there. Candace is writing on stage
show.
That's
great. That's fucking
great. There is there's a bevy of that generation of comics that are popping through hard right now. She's one of them. I'm saying, you know, I don't know if she's mine or not or whatever, but like, there is a bevy of that class that's like, because we might be the same age.
This here's the thing.
I don't know.
This young group coming up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've had only great experiences with them.
Yeah, no one has been.
I think when I started doing comedy, you know, there was no internet.
It was the 60s.
Yeah, I guess. No, man.
Right after the Great Depression is when you kind of pick up the mic. You really started getting full swing in the baby boomer era.
Bro.
Bro?
If I was doing stand-up in the Mrs. Maisel days...
You would have crushed.
You had no stage time.
You would have gotten a lot of stage time.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, here comes the busboy. He's going to do a couple of minutes.
But they're going to do the accent.
Yeah, and you would do it, and you would kill. And you would kill.
Do the dance when you're...
By the way, today on Spade Show...
Yeah.
He did a Japanese thing today.
Did that play off okay?
It was okay.
There you go.
It should have been it should have gotten a better response, but he goes, "Can I do the voiceover for it?" And he said, "Yeah." And he
was like, "Here's why it didn't work."
Look at that show.
Here's why it didn't work, right? They weren't playing it back.
Yeah, they didn't play the clip while you were doing it.
Yeah, they had to play the clip when I was doing it, and I had already committed to it.
You were all the way in.
So now I'm doing it, it's not getting any laughs.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't not getting laughs, but it just didn't work.
Mm. It didn't work.
And this is what's funny because No, Bobby, no. You're spiraling. Oh God. This is what's funny because I wanted to do the Japanese kind of accent. I thought that would be funny if I did it, but then I thought I'll let him do it and maybe if I'll go back and forth. And if it didn't work for him, I thought I'm going to have to sit this one out, coach. You look a little scary like that.
It's like Scarecrow from Batman.
That was so embarrassing.
It wasn't that embarrassing.
Yeah, because I was like
but here's why it's embarrassing. No. Here's why it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm going to now take you through my mind, what my mind's doing. All right? So.
Now you look Russian.
Thank you. So during the first segment, right, I got no laughs. Okay?
Right.
But the reason why I didn't care, because in the second, I had that accent thing
you
told me to do,
thing.
Right?
Yeah.
So the whole time I was like, in my head, don't worry, because when you do that thing, you're going to get a big laugh. Right? So I go, here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it goes. Sungji. Sungri. Dead. Nothing.
Yeah. No, there
was
so then
I commit to more.
Yeah, you did more.
I kept going to a lot more.
A little bit too much.
Yeah, a little too much. Right? But it started dying. Yeah. Right? And my head was spinning like, that's it. Spade's never going to talk to you again. You know what I mean? Like that goes on. You know what I mean?
He did text me just now, literally just now.
What did he say?
He said, where are you? I said, with Bobby. And he goes, uh-oh, not good.
I want to see if he texted me.
No, he didn't text me. I'm kidding.
He did text me.
What did he say?
I swear to God. David Spade audio message.
Play it.
Should I play the audio
play
message?
Play it.
You can always take it out.
Play it out. Play
it close.
Play it.
Bobby, do you hear these? Great to see you today. Let's have dinner, please. It can be with Theo. It doesn't have to be. You're fucking funny. Thanks for coming on. It was very nice of you.
That's really nice.
That's awesome, dude.
He was being real, huh?
He was being honest right there.
Do you be honest? Was it?
He said he was very appreciative that you
yeah,
came
you know,
on.
Yeah, you know that's why I time. And even if I did do bad, he would have left that.
Text him right now and say who bombed the hardest.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we know it's I said it was me.
Yeah. You think who bombed harder?
Oh, he'll go Santino for sure.
Who bombed harder? Wait.
That's amazing.
I'm with Santino. I have to say that.
I don't know. I don't care. He could say whatever. If he,
no, because I because he won't. If I'm with you, if I say I'm with you,
then
right,
then he'll say honest. You guys did fine.
He'll be more honest.
Oh, I see.
I think he'll be more honest
if I know that he's with me. He's no like, or no.
I think he's more honest if he doesn't know that you're with me.
All right, so that
you guys different psychology.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd rather do it that way because if I did it this way, it seems like I'm like
fishing for
something. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Say who bombed the hardest?
Yeah, so I'm gonna say I'm with Santino now. I'm with Santino.
No, yeah, you went right back to where you were.
I'm with Santino.
Yeah.
Who bombed harder?
Did you feed the cat?
Hold on.
There?
Who bombed harder?
Do you have to feed the cat? You have to feed cats?
Shut up, man. Yeah, man.
What is Bobby's morning routine? And when I say morning, I mean, what's his 2:30 routine when he gets up?
2:30?
4:45.
That's early.
What's the earliest he's ever gotten up?
Red Bull, roll around in bed, play games on his iPad. not answer any of his calls from his manager.
Or my agent. Then, I haven't talked to my agent since Splitting Up Together got canceled.
Telms, wow. Asks me to order him food.
Yeah.
Eats, plays more games, and goes to the comedy store.
Wow.
What's up, dude? Because I'm going to say this.
You live a dream life.
It doesn't matter. I admit it that way.
What? I know. I just said you live a dream life. You're defensive.
People want to fucking shame me.
I didn't shame you.
People want to go, this is not how normal human beings react. Let me say something to everyone in the room right now, okay? Especially you, fucking fuck.
Hey, all right. Be nice to John.
Giggly fucking nut. Listen, dude, the reason why I do comedy, the reason why I do any of this stuff is so that I can just relax.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah, you're really doing it.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. You know, when I go on the road and my audiences come, and they take photos with the captain, the Slep King. I hug them.
Yeah.
I look them right in their eyes.
Yeah.
And I say, I really do. I say, thank you so fucking much. For not just coming, but listening to the podcast and being supportive. I like it.
I agree.
It's my family. It's it really is what I do now. One of the things I do to make a living.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good way to be. You live your life. You're lucky to have the fans that you have. So you're being appreciative. It's nice. I had a fan ask me in San Diego to sign this poster. I sell these posters. And I said, what's your name, man? He goes, Tyler. And then I wrote Tyler. Yes. And he loved it. He lost it. He was laughing so hard.
Is he a stutterer?
Yeah, what do you think that was?
No, because
maybe he was just nervous.
Yeah, that he was.
No.
He was.
I thought maybe he was nervous, and maybe
no. He's like,
why are you laughing at that? He could have been nervous.
He said, "Well, you
right."
I look at you. You get so nervous when you tell him not to laugh. He's
like, "You son of a bitch! You did it again."
He goes.
Wow, that's funny.
Tyler and I wrote Tyler.
Yeah.
I dated a guy who stuttered. Really had hard times with T's too.
Yeah, that's the hard. For some reason, T.
It's so endearing. Fucked like a champ.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was a pump king, huh?
Yeah, he was like real strong and like his sex didn't match
his
vocal ability.
Right.
Yeah.
That so he had what else? Tell me more about his strength.
He was really small. I call him Little Herc.
Little Herc. So he could pick you up by your ass cheeks and fuck you in the sky. Like fuck you standing up.
Yeah, it was really, really impressive.
That's hot.
Because he was so weak in all other aspects of life.
Right, but his fucking was unbelievable. His fucking was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me more. I want to know about all the things that he could do. What was his favorite position?
What was it?
What was your favorite position with him, with Little Herc?
I wouldn't call it a position. I would call it more of a probably what we call like the helicopter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Where
he's real strong.
So you sit on his penis and he can just spin
his
cock?
No. I'm spinning. My pussy's on his face and he's spinning me.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that was the helicopter.
And I'm doing the splits.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So his tongue is bouncing your clit.
Yeah.
Are you doing like a helicopter report from like live from the sky?
That's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah.
There's no traffic down there whatsoever. Okay. It's clear.
I've had enough. What do we have time?
90 minutes.
We're already at a 90 minutes?
No.
We're at a rom-com right now.
This is a rom-com.
I've never done 90 minutes, I don't think, like that free.
That fun? That
was
free?
Pretty good. Really good. Really, really good.
You know why?
I know.
You know why?
We have good chemistry.
Because Kalilah and I do very well together in the room.
I have to add one more piece of information.
Is it about Little Herc?
You know Little Herc? Do you know where I met him? I met him. You know how you used to take
Bobby.
What do you have with that class you have to take? Speech 101.
You
have to take that in college, right? It's that's where I met him. He was taking the speech class. He was like,
And you were like, this guy's hot as fuck.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to fuck that one.
What the fuck, Kalilah?
This is a true story. That's the one I want.
Wow.
Yep.
You want me to touch your pussy, Kalilah? I want to put my tongue in your asshole.
It made for a vibrator.
That's very funny. That's very funny. Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to that dude Tyler, and I appreciate the shit out of all the fans too. I want to say that was very nice. I appreciate those humans so very, very much.
Can stutterers become actors? Probably not, huh?
There has to have had been one or two that have existed, but they
how hard is that?
Well, you can only play someone that stutters, I guess. I used to have a buddy. I had a buddy with a terrible stutter, but when he was on stage or when he was like, he would stop. It would go. It would go away.
Oh wow!
Off stage or off camera, or whatever he would go through that. The moment he was on stage, it was so fluid and clear. It's like it took away his anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was really weird. It was like Adderall, how it does different things for different people.
Yeah. Maybe like it's also maybe like a rehearsed thing.
Yeah, he was faking it.
Like a preparation? No, I'm saying like maybe if he knows his lines, like
maybe if it's whatnot. Yeah, maybe no, but on stand up he would do stand up.
Oh, and he was doing stand up.
Yeah, he just could just kind of go through.
It's like I saw sometimes I like watching religious programs. Years and years, when I was in high school, I saw this Benny Hinn. You know who he is?
Oh yeah.
So Benny Hinn was doing his thing, you know, big auditorium, whatever.
He's like a mega preacher.
Mega preacher, right? Yeah. And he heals people.
Mm.
So there was this old lady, right, in a wheelchair, and she had chronic arthritis. Like she hadn't stood up in 15 years. Not because she can't, it just hurts so badly.
Yeah, it's painful.
It's so painful. So she's bound to a wheelchair. So he's saying that he cured, right? And she gets up and she starts breakdancing. Right? She literally starts breakdancing.
Like, really good?
But you know it's so painful what she's doing.
She's in pain. Oh. She's going
through. Yeah, but her belief in God
is stronger than the pain.
Is so much stronger than the pain. You know, be that she, you know, she does it. The worst is when Benny Hinn goes, "You have cancer?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's in my liver." And he goes like this. He goes like this. He threw it on the ground. There it is on the ground. And the guy looked at it and went, "Thank you." Right? He probably died 2 months later. Right? He died 2 months later, the fucking guy. What? That shit is the worst fucking scandalous bullshit I've ever seen. That fucking religious bullshit.
Well, you saw this guy. What was this guy? This preacher that they had on the, that had all these private jets and they called him out on Inside Edition or whatever. Oh my God, you have to look. The clip is amazing. She's like, "How come you're flying all over the country with private jets?" And he's like, "It takes a lot to preach the word of God, baby doll. Don't you understand?" Dude, he was. It's the creepiest shit. Look it up.
Wow.
He's got these big devilish eyes. He's like, "This is, it takes a..." You've seen it, huh? Have you seen this guy? What's his fucking name?
He?
I want to know his name.
It's not Joel Osteen.
Just look up, just look up creepy preacher gets approached
about
private jets.
Joel Osteen is also a dick because remember when that whole Houston flooding happened?
Oh,
he didn't even. And he had like all this space to allow people in. He didn't even.
Actually, the worst thing is, Bobby, I think I told you about this. The worst one I've seen in a long time. Did
Kenneth Copeland? Kenneth Copeland.
Ken Copeland.
Three more. He did three more audio
play
messages.
Him. This is from Spade. Play
this
him.
This is from Spade now.
Play him.
This so you guys heard that. That was the first one. How does it go?
Should go in the order. Yeah.
You know, you are going to have to ask David if he's okay with this.
No, it's not fine.
I would ask him. You have to ask.
Yeah.
Because this is private. It could be private.
Well, should I ask him first then?
No. Do this now and we'll figure it out later. It's always.
I heard a few people say they couldn't hear well where they were, and you know, Esther's very quiet, but you know, these are things we're learning. And the crowd they brought in was 20 to 25. I think they didn't even know who I was. But the bad news is Comedy Central is deciding to air it, and they're going to air it after the Super Bowl. It's going to be their most viewed ever in the story.
very funny. He's good. And if that's true,
that's how
we're done.
Of course he's not going to fucking.
I know, but we're done.
But if it is true, we get to start our movie. We get to do our movie.
It's not a movie now. It's a reality show.
Now it's a reality show about us getting the fucking tape back. Yeah,
I just want to say that he's the nicest guy in the world, and I absolutely love him. You know that generation of guys: Schneider, Neiland,
yes,
Dana Carvey,
yes.
They're all just fucking sweethearts, man.
Yeah, man. They're in a class of their own.
They really are.
Yeah,
and they were gigantic stars, big stars.
Yeah,
you know, and I really like them a lot. Let's do the unhelpful advice. Go ahead.
We got a quick rapid fire Patreon questions for Andrew Santino.
No, oh my God.
Go ahead.
Here we go. This one is from Justin. What is your favorite memory of Bobby?
My favorite memory of Bobby?
You guys have shared together.
My favorite memory of Bobby that's hard to say. The most memorable thing for me with Bobby is the very first time in the parking lot. I had heard that people see Bobby's penis. For everyone here has ears at around the club. But I had the first time I actually saw his penis was in the parking lot of the Comedy Store, as that's I think where most people see it. It was so funny and off-putting and beautiful and confusing. And he looked at me like dead in the eye, and he did his little Bobby laugh where he's like,
"Whoa, dude."
Whoa, and he did that little laugh. And I crept closer to it, and he goes, no, you can't touch. You can't touch.
You
can't touch. You said you can't. I couldn't touch it.
You can't touch Toki, no.
And this is unbelievable. People might not believe this, but so he's got a tuft of pubic hair, and his cock is very fine. It's normal. It's fine. It's like a, you know, like a little Tootsie Roll, like a little tiny Tootsie Roll.
Okay.
No, like a little normal penis for you. And it was a normal, and it his penis retreated like a turtle into his bush.
Yeah.
And he blinked twice.
Yeah, he does that, yeah.
And
yeah,
disappeared.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
Into the dead of
that
the night.
That was it.
And if you could speak the language of penis, you know what I mean? He's saying, good night, y'all. Right? And
take it easy, fella.
Right. And then, yeah, and then you hear the Benny Hill music. And he goes back into his hole.
Yep.
Thank you.
What else?
This is from Michael Murphy. What is your favorite Asian phrase to say in the accent?
My favorite Asian phrase to say with an Asian accent? A little more, please. I like that. A little more, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little more, please. I say that all the time, anywhere I go.
I say.
In restaurants in the morning, you know, I go. Oh,
I'm from Cleveland.
I'm from Cleveland.
Cleveland in an Asian accent is one of the best.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ohio, Cleveland. You know?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's from Eric Chan. Who would be in your comedy Mount Rushmore alive right now?
Alive comedy Mount Rushmore?
Oh, shit.
Bill Burr. Dave Chappelle and oof
and two of Louis
and Louis watching over and Louis carving himself no it'd be Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle and
it's gonna be four right
four
Mount Rushmore, four.
Yeah. Bill Burr, Dave Chappelle, Norm Macdonald, maybe Attell.
Okay.
Maybe David Tell, because I just because those are very unique voices. I don't know if they're like my ultimate all favorites, but I think those guys are all unique. They're just so unique. I think Attell is one of the greatest single line joke writer of all time.
Mine's Ellen DeGeneres, Sarah Silverman, and probably Rita Rudner.
Rita Rudner?
Yeah, women.
Wow. That's three, by the way. You're missing one.
And
Jordan Warren.
Eliza
Peretti.
Chelsea?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
I love you, Jordan.
Right. He's not listening to this.
We got an unhelpful advice question.
Do the thing.
Not that low voice no more? No more low voice, right?
How many times did we have to rehearse it the other day, man?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Andrew Santino.
Poor guy.
That's good. Yeah.
Really good.
That's really good.
Let me do the one I want to intro you.
Well, do the one you want to do.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby.
No, no. That's dead.
That's Andrew dead. Santino. Yum, yum.
You don't like that voice?
He's been doing it for
I know.
3 years.
I know.
All right, let's just switch it up.
Maybe the kids like it.
They do.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Hey, guys. Do you have any tips for having sex in public places? This girl's parents don't want her to have a boy over because they know what eventually will happen. Mm-hmm. We tried to fuck in a nearby park, and some random person walking on the trail spotted us. Eventually, later that night, we tried to fuck in a parking lot, and some police officer interrupted us. In short, how would you recommend fucking?
Oh, but we're going to the W, getting a room, huh?
Yeah, but they're these young kids with no money.
Don't fuck.
You got to fuck in a car. You got to fuck in a car and keep it mobile. Keep it quick and keep it mobile. Mm-hmm. Also, going to an a closed parking lot where there's no other cars around, bad idea. Mm-hmm. So the biggest mistake kids make is they go to a place like a church parking lot where there are no cars.
And you're the only car there.
Go to a place where there are cars.
What about motels? How much is a Motel 6?
40 bucks. Maybe, no. 80 bucks
80,
now.
90 bucks now.
That's
it's
a
not
lot
like
of
it used
money.
To be.
But high school kids can't.
High school kids don't have $100 laying around.
That's a lot of money.
All right.
And they make you do credit cards. A lot of these kids don't.
You're right.
So what I would suggest genuinely, fucking in your car. Don't fuck outside. It's not clean. It's uncomfortable for the girl. You're being disrespectful to her needs, okay? Mm-hmm. Try to get a bigger car. If you don't have one, borrow one from a friend. So it's a nice big back seat. Make it comfy. And fuck in a parking lot. I always suggest this, of a massive strip mall where stores are kind of still open or on their way out. So there's cars strewn about. Fit into one of those cars. Don't be the guy who goes to the fucking open parking lot and fucks there. Or a parking garage. That's probably the best thing I can say. Parking garage.
I fucked in a garage.
Okay, enough of your fucking stories, man.
With was her? It Little Hurt?
I'm just going to say this. You stuttering Todd.
Hang on a second. Can I just show you?
Have you guys ever pumped in public, by the way?
We have.
Okay, so look, it's even. You're
listen,
fine.
Listen, you, every episode, this is a double standard with you. Ooh. You come on here and you talk about, even the last one, you talk about people, women just eating your ass like a fucking...
Areolas.
Yeah, you do talk a lot about other girls fucking you.
And I laugh. What do? I say, yeah, tell me more.
She wants to know.
Yeah.
Funny. Because I don't give a shit's your past. So you can't be so angry about a Little Hurt.
Okay, you think
you
I'm
fuck like a champ.
You think
so
I'm actually fucking angry about it? I'm doing it for the fucking
pod. It's for the pod. But also inside it's eating him alive a little bit.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Is that it?
That's all we have.
That's it?
You guys want more unhelpful?
No. We're 2 hours almost.
So what?
It's enough.
You think the people don't like it?
No, it's enough.
I know, we gotta go.
Now you're doing, any road dates, because this doesn't come out until Monday, right? Or Tuesday?
A couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
I don't know what it is. Well, I'll be in, Can we talk about what we said at lunch that you're
going to
be at?
So I'm going to Montreal Comedy Festival in Quebec, Canada.
It's in yeah.
And Andrew's going to be there. He's going to do his podcast out there.
I'm going to do a live podcast Ginger and two other separate shows. And if you guys are coming, I said, you want to come to the show? I would love to have you guys on the live show.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, I want to have you guys on.
I think we're definitely going. I don't know. Are you going, George?
We're all
going
to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
George can't come on the show.
Well, he's not going to be on the show. I promise you won't.
I just want Asians. If I'm going to have anything else, I don't need another white.
He's not going to be
there. You think I need another pale white?
He's
on
not
going
to be on it. Can he be with us or no?
He can wait outside.
He can wait outside. Yeah, yeah.
George,
but is that a deal that you did with Just for Laughs, or is that?
Yeah, Just for Laughs asked me to do the podcast live, and they said, "Do you want to do a show and a podcast, or neither? Like, do you not want to do it?" But I said, if I'm going to go up there, I can't just do just the podcast. So I have to do a show at least one. You know what I mean? Like,
So you're going
to
do an hour show, or you're doing a show with a bunch of people?
One show with a bunch of people and one show by myself. And then we might add, like, whatever. I don't know. That whole thing is strange. There's so many things to see. It's like, who's going to come see you? I don't know. There's a fucking million shows.
It's a lot, yeah.
But anyway, it's fun. So whenever this comes out, go to AndrewSantino.com to look at dates. AndrewSantino.com. And then Bobby and Kyla and I might be doing... Who knows? Maybe we'll do...
Listen, I've never been there, so I'm just excited because I've never been there. And also, I think I've been comedy for so long. I think it's just time for me to go.
You should go to Just for Laughs.
I am, and this is the only time I'll do it.
Montreal is a beautiful place. Have you guys been?
No.
You've never been to the city?
Mm-mm.
I've been to other ones.
No, Montreal is beautiful.
That's what I hear. We're going to have some crepes.
You got to have crepes, and you got to get beignets, and you got to go walk the hills up there and take a little hike. Never mind. You got to take a little hike if you have some. You guys have some. Yeah, if you guys have some time, take a hike. Yeah. You. Bob, look at me. Who's my boy?
You.
That's right.
You're my boy.
Yeah, you're my little boy.
I'm your boy.
You're my little baby boy. John, if you fuck this up, I'm trying to do something sweet and sexy here.
Do you need money or something?
Here, give him this.
Give him some money.
Give him a five.
Here, here.
He is a dad.
Get something, man. Fuck.
Put it in your pocket, John.
John.
Anyway, so check out AndrewSantino.com for all my dates and listen to Whiskey Ginger podcast.
Great
that's
job.
It.
Great work.
Thanks, man. You guys are the best.
We're not done yet. Let me just say it. Let me wrap it up.
And that's it. We're done. Thank you guys so much.
And so I want to thank Andrew, I think, has now the record of the most appearances or no? Mm-hmm. Or is he tied with Eric Griffin?
I think Rosenbaum.
Rosenbaum to three.
You're in the three-person club.
This is my third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we haven't had, this is like, we've had a couple guys that done three.
Well, you know. They're not me, so.
I know, and that's why you can do as many as you want. We love you.
I would come back as many times as you guys want.
And we flow well.
I just want one thing the next time I do come back.
Just going to put it on record here. I really do think, I know you guys have individual podcasts, I do think that you guys should do one together.
Me and this guy?
Yeah.
Would love.
I think it just, to me, in my head, sounds the most seamless.
Yeah.
And chemistry-wise, the best.
I would love it. I think we've joked about it. Fans have said it.
I think that I want to do it too, but Eric Griffin and my brother will be fucking crazy.
I don't care. And you know what?
About it.
And I don't care, for the record.
Okay.
I genuinely think it would explode.
I think so too.
I love you.
We'll see.
And you know what, the one thing I will say the next time I come here, I love everything about this room. I love everything about you people, except for one person.
Who? I know. And you know what? He doesn't do it.
Look at the floor. Don't look at me. You look at the goddamn fucking floor.
Yeah, look
at
the fucking floor, man. The fucking floor, you fucking animal.
Why is that so? It's so easy to be mean because he's so sweet.
He's so sweet because he wouldn't. Dude, I'm saying right now, dude.
He would hurt a fly.
No.
He could fuck shit up. He looks like he could fuck some shit up. If you push him, he will push back, won't you?
If he lived in the.
No, yeah, he shrugs it off.
This guy's so nice. He would let people rape him.
Oh, no.
John, don't do that.
He laughed. It's true.
I mean, he would giggle, right?
John.
Spread his cheeks wide to get more girth in.
John.
This dude right here.
He'd go buy the lube for
swallows
you.
Swallows and all that. He's
love
a
it.
Nasty fuck.
Well, he's
right?
a sweet
Do your
man.
Job, man.
Look Do at the your ground. Job,
Look at the
man.
Fucking ground, man. You know, John, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
John. I want to say something nice to you. Because I felt a little harsh. You know, when I was at Maker Studios all those years ago, I met George there. Yeah. I also met you, did I not?
Yes.
Yeah. I honestly, sincerely love you.
That's sweet. Breakthrough.
We'll be right back with some housekeeping.
Oh, boy. Let's take a photo.
I have to pee.
Okay. What a long podcast. So want to thank our sponsors, Hims, Brooklyn and Mint Mobile, and Postmates. To get your first trial month for just $5, go to 4hims.com/belly.
To get 10% off and free shipping on your linen sheets, go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code TIGER. Cut your wireless bills to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/belly. Guys, check this Mint Mobile sponsor out because they are brand new. For $100 free delivery or anything, anytime, Postmate it. Download the Postmates app and use promo code BELLY. And guys, thank you for following us and listening to us. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. Email us any unhelpful advice at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com and get all your Bobby Lee tour dates at BobbyLeeLive.com. Have a good day.